This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Illinois lawmakers are back in Springfield this week, the first time since early March. One of the big topics before them will be Governor Pritzker's five-stage plan to reopen the state. As WBEZ's Monica Eng reports, the restaurant industry is carefully monitoring its place in the back-to-business order.
Chef Carrie Nahabedian owns the French restaurant Plan D in downtown Chicago. And when she shut down her place in March, she thought it might just be for a month.
We had a plan for April 1st. We had a plan for May 1st. We had a plan for June 1st.
But then Governor Pritzker's plan came out, and that date looked more like July.
And it's like, really? By the time we reopen, we're going to be closed a third of the year.
Nahabedian's baffled that the next phase in the governor's plan lets people back into hair salons, but not restaurants. And she wasn't the only one.
We've had some discussions with the governor's team and also the mayor and her team.
Sam Toya leads the Illinois Restaurant Association. And as soon as the state and Chicago released their reopening plans, he joined a chorus of restaurant leaders, now turning their eyes towards Springfield. He says he's trying to protect the state's $20 billion food service industry, one that employs about 500,000 people. And if COVID numbers keep rising, he says he gets it. They'll just have to wait.
But if it's flattening and these other states that are opening up their economies don't see a spike in COVID-19, we would like to be considered to be put into phase three instead of phase four, you know, with limited capacity, gloves, face coverings, social distancing, you know, everything.
Toya is also leading a push for the governor to shorten the current 28-day waiting period between phases.
Which we don't understand because Governor Cuomo in New York is using the 14-day phase.
State Senator Sarah Feigenholz hears all these business concerns loud and clear. Her Chicago district includes Lincoln Park and Lakeview, with some of the most visited restaurants and attractions in the state. So she gets the tension on the issue.
I am the daughter of a doctor. But I also have a tremendous appreciation for what these businesses are going through.
So she's going to bring their concerns to Springfield this week. But she'll also be there to defend the governor's plan that's come under legal attack around the state.
We're going to go down to Springfield as a legislature and perhaps codify and address some of the things that he's done so that he doesn't have to solely carry the burden.
Feigenholz thinks small state changes and the passage of the latest federal stimulus bill could also help reduce this pressure to reopen.
What we have to do as lawmakers is strike a balance and pull every lever we can safely to give small businesses the opportunity to stay afloat as we wait for the federal government to give us more relief. It's all interconnected.
Back in Chicago, industry leaders are working with City Hall on innovative ways to open more safely, like shutting down side streets to make temporary dining spaces. And these creative ideas, they're going to be key in Chicago, because Toya explains the city's famous dining scene is driven by a certain type of business.
We are an independent restaurant town. We are not a chain restaurant town like, you know, Tampa or Houston.
But those independent restaurants that made us great, they're also more vulnerable to economic downturns because they just don't have the deep reserves of national chains. On top of that, Toya says,
The National Restaurant Association, as of a few weeks ago, predicted like 20% of the restaurants may not open again. If we go to the end of June, maybe it gets higher.
And even if they do open soon, it's going to be tricky for a bunch of reasons. I mean, you can't really eat with a mask on. Some restaurant workers may not want to be around strangers so soon. And as for returning diners, Chef Nahabedian says,
you need consumer confidence, and we don't know what people are thinking, and that's the big unknown.
So the next few weeks will be key for Illinois restaurants as they watch the news on regulations, COVID testing, federal stimulus, neighboring states, and that all-important consumer confidence. Monica Eng, WBEZ News.